This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Hey Pentecost Thursday. First posted July 10th, 2008. Matthew 14:24-30, 36-43. Weeds among wheat. Paraphrase. Jesus taught in parables, stories of common daily experiences used to convey spiritual truth. In the parable of weeds among wheat, a man sowed good seed in his field, but while he slept, his enemy sowed weed seeds in it. So when the seed sprouted and grew, his servants reported the weeds to their master, and asked if the seed had contained weeds. The master told them that his enemy had sown the weeds. The servants asked him if they should pull out the weeds, but the master told them to wait until the harvest, so as not to damage the wheat. The master said that at the harvest, he would have the reapers gather the weeds first and burn them, and then they would gather the wheat into the master's barn. When Jesus was alone with his disciples, they asked him to explain the parable. Jesus said, "The man who sows good seed is the Son of Man, Jesus. The field is the world. The good seed represents the children of God's kingdom. The weeds are the children of Satan, the enemy. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. At the end of the age, the day of judgment, the Lord will send his angels to gather all the wicked to be burned in hell, where they will suffer and mourn eternally. But the righteous will be glorified and live eternally in God's kingdom in heaven." Commentary: God has always intended from the very beginning of creation to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly choose to trust and obey God. This world is God's garden for growing God's children. Jesus has been designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14. This lifetime is our opportunity to seek and come to know and have fellowship with our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. Jesus came to show us what God is like, and to die on the cross as the only sacrifice acceptable to God, once for all time and people, for the forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word. Jesus' life demonstrates how to live in obedient trust in God's word, and the fact of existence beyond physical death. Jesus made it possible for us to have spiritual, eternal life through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. We are all born physically alive but spiritually dead. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life. We are all born in slavery to sin and death and the power of Satan, Hebrews 2:14-15. Only Jesus can set us free, John 8:31-36, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus came proclaiming the gospel, good news, of forgiveness of sin and salvation from God's eternal condemnation and destruction. Jesus is the only way to know divine, eternal truth, the only way to have personal knowledge of and fellowship with God, and the only way to have eternal life, John 14:6. Jesus taught in parables so that people were free to understand his message or not, as they chose. Jesus explained the meaning of the parables to those who were willing to be his disciples, students, and learn from him. Jesus warns that there is a day of judgment coming, within our lifetime, when everyone who has ever lived will be accountable to God through Jesus Christ for what they have done in this lifetime. Those who have accepted Jesus as Lord and have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been reborn spiritually during this lifetime, and will enter eternal life. But those who have rejected Jesus, have refused to trust and obey Jesus, will be gathered by the angels of God and thrown into the eternal fires of hell where they will spend eternity in agony and regret, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.